It's time for Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. This program is your connection to local music, and we've got kind of an exciting sounding event coming up this Saturday in Rantoul. It's an event called Hangin' at the Hangar, and the hangar refers to the new airport hangar across from Chanute Air Museum in Rantoul, which is going to be a dance event, 1940s style dance with two live big bands, including especially the Sandy Hackle Orchestra, who are the featured band. That's at 7 o'clock. The whole evening begins at 5 o'clock. We'll be hearing about all of it with from Sandy Hackle and from Sue and John Hansen, who are here organizing that event. They seem to be pretty knowledgeable about the history of the swing dance, so we'll hear a lot about that as well. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Those were a couple of movements from Prelude, Fugue, and Riffs for solo clarinet and jazz ensemble featuring clarinetist Benny Goodman and the Columbia Jazz Combo led by Leonard Bernstein. And I thought I'd actually play a little bit of Benny Goodman that is not exactly typical of what we're going to be talking about on this show today, which is about swing dance music. And, of course, he was one of the greats at that with his band and also quite an avid classical player, and pieces like that would sort of bridge the gap between jazz and classical. And you heard it on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. We're going to be talking during this hour about 1940s style swing music in particular, and a little bit else as well on Saturday, starting at 5 o'clock, running up until 10 o'clock. It's an event called Hangin' at the Hangar in Rantoul. It's the new airport hangar across from Chanute Air Museum, featuring two bands, including the Sandy Hackle Orchestra. Sandy's with us today. And also Sue and John Hansen, who are avid dancers and, I gather, helping to organize this whole event. So thanks, all of you, for coming in.
Thank you.
Why don't I start with Sue, because you're the one that contacted me in the first place. I think you contacted me, or maybe I contacted you. Tell us about the idea behind this event and who came up with it and what's your involvement.
Well, okay. Well, maybe I'll start with John and let him talk a little bit about the museum first.
Okay, I'll plug the museum here a little bit.
This is the Chanute Air Museum.
At the museum, we were hoping to support the museum. Sue really came up with the idea. This is our second annual fundraiser dance. We had a dance, community bar dance, amongst the Antique Plains last year, called by Jonathan Sivier. Kathleen Everingham and Big Bluestem played for us last year. Of course, you've interviewed them recently. And this year we wanted a bigger event, an actual big band dance with swing, foxtrot, and cha-cha more. So Sue had some good ideas and has put really most of this together. And her, what, should tell about your mom, maybe?
Yeah, that's what sort of got me started. Both of my parents, my father was a veteran of World War II, and they literally danced their way through the big band era. And Mom was always telling me about the hangar dances that she went to with Dad when, during the war.
She lived on a base.
And she lived on the base, and she said the hangar is where you hung out, you know, to use the terms we use today. And they did everything, dances, picnics, you know, fly-ins, all kinds of things. So anyway, I thought, well, here you've got a museum that's got these vintage planes from that era. June 6th happens to be D-Day. And why not have a hangar dance in the style of World War II?
And you had no answer. Nobody said no.
And nobody said no. They said, if you can do it, do it.
And the museum's been very supportive. And it's the museum's mm-hmm. great. If you haven't been out there, go out there. It's the biggest collection of vintage planes in Illinois, right here in Rantoul. And so this year we're having this big 40s band dance. Sue, would you like to maybe give the details?
Yeah, sure. I can give the details here. From 5 to 6, you can listen to the Bud Vandiver Band play old-time big band swing. And then from 6 to 7, you can take a swing dance lesson with Janice and Ron of Dance Club Urbana. They're regular ballroom teachers here in town. And then, of course, from 7 to 10, the Sandy Hackle Orchestra will be playing, and you can dance swing, foxtrot, cha-cha, whatever. Or you can just sit and listen to the music. If you get hungry, there's barbecue, beer, soft drinks for purchase. And the best part of this whole event is this is $10, which is a bargain for a two-big band event.
And the museum hangar is open for viewing, too, in this price if you want. So
this is being billed as the new airport hangar. What does the new part mean?
Well, last year we actually had our barn dance right amongst the antique planes in the museum hangar, right in the display hangar. But now this is a much larger event. It just won't fit. So just across the runway is the actual active airport hangar for the Chanute Airport there. And so where the administration there, the people are going to help move the planes back, rope them off, and we're going to dance in the new hangar across the runway. But if you do want to see the museum, just walk across the runway and you can see the museum also.
Now you said active airport. Is that still an active airport?
Yes, it is.
I didn't realize that.
So we're going to be there in the hangar. It's a beautiful building, smooth floor. It's ready for the ballroom dancers and the swing dancers.
And you might mention that they will have the big hangar doors open, so if you want to walk outside, there's a nice mm-hmm. grassy area. There will be tables outside. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, but nice full moon that night and maybe even a few people flying in. So some nice atmosphere for this dance.
Mm-hmm.
I had this silly image of the full moon and of people flying in, and I imagined people flying in on broomsticks in front of the full moon. Is a bizarre sort of image.
Yeah. Wrong time of year.
Yeah. So, Sue, how did you come up with or encounter Sandy Hackle, or is this an orchestra you already knew about?
Well, you know, when I was looking into this a year ago, the first person I talked to was Dr. Dan Perino, who ran the old Medicare band.
Sure.
And he gave me all sorts of advice. And he says, you know, for a dance band, you need to have somebody who can play a variety of ballroom music, not just foxtrot and swing, but some cha-chas and some rumbas. And they need to be familiar with playing for dancers. And we looked at a lot of bands. Yeah. And
quite often, a good listening band might not be a good dance band. There's particular tempos to follow. And a friend of ours said, you've got to listen to Sandy Hackle. He's playing a hangar dance out in Decatur. We went over there. Marvelous turnout. People of all ages, young people, old people, everybody. Sandy's band is super. Lots of variety. And we just loved it, so we talked to Amanda to come on over and join in our hangar dance this year.
So we've been listening to Sue and John Hansen talk about Sandy Hackle, who's just sitting over here in the corner.
And, I'm here. How are you?
Good. I thought we might as well bring you into the conversation here. So how did you get involved in this whole business?
By accident. Like everything else in life, it happened by accident. I think it started about 1977 when I got together with a bunch of my friends and played some super sax type music for a saxophone section, and then we rehearsed that for a while and played some, added some other things to it, and we played a few engagements. And at the time we started out in '79, our first job, we only played an hour and had to repeat one tune, so that tells you what we started out with. And since then, I have collected a little bit of music, and we have about. Well, I have a number 1,009 in the book. I don't take them all with me to the date, but I have a couple of tunes ready.
Yeah,
and
a couple.
Yes,
and
indeed,
then some.
I can cover all the dance styles. And I learned tempos the hard way. You know, if you play the polka too fast, somebody will tell you. If you play the swing number too fast, somebody will tell you. If you play it too slow, somebody will tell you. So I've learned along the way what seems to work, and I'm getting luckier as I go.
So when you started, did you intend to start as a dance band?
No, not
or
at all.
As kind of more of a concert thing?
I was going to be a heavy-duty jazzer. Now, I can still play a little jazz, but I learned along the way. I played in many bands in the area, but I've learned along the way that solos are nice, but we keep them a little shorter than some of the jazz bands. Now, we do have improvised solos. There's a good jazz portion to our program, but it's not... It's definitely a dance band.
So when you is the jazz portion a segment where you just where the dancing stops and you play some jazz stuff?
No, there's certain tunes that will have improvised solos. The retro swing, we do some retro swing, and that has good space for jazz. And
but the beat continues.
It's strict tempo, not strict tempo. There's a whole new other thing called strict tempo, but
maybe we'll get into that in a little bit.
There is no it is dance music,
and you brought along a few samples.
Yes.
So what's our first one?
First one I hope is Jersey Bounce,
and this is played by.
It's played by the Perry Photos Band.
Is that a group from around here?
No,
or where are they from?
They're in Florida, and I have this arrangement in the book.
Okay. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9 in anticipation of a big swing dance on Saturday in Rantoul. If they did that right, you all should be tapping your feet and maybe even getting up and moving around, since that was music to be danced here on Live and Local. And I will let Sandy Hackle tell us again what the tune was, who wrote it, and who played it.
That was Jersey Bounce. It was played by the Perry Photos Band. And Perry is an arranger who has studied with Bill Russo, and he is an excellent arranger. And I have several of his arrangements in my book. The tune Jersey Bounce was composed by Bobby Platter, who for years played lead alto with Duke Ellington.
So that's, I assume that's the same Russo that I've always said as Russo. Is that definitely
well,
how he says his name?
I'll take your word for it.
Wouldn't take my word for
it's
it.
It's the
all
fellow
I,
who's
I know
from Chicago.
Like. Yeah.
I believe he recently passed away.
Did he?
But he was... known for teaching arranging, and he, up to the end of his life, I believe he was running a rehearsal band in Chicago. I think he was associated with DePaul, I'm not sure.
The only reason I even know the name is there's a disc I have at home, I was going to say CD, but it's an LP that I have at home, of his three pieces for blues band and orchestra, I think it's called, or no, it's called Street Music for Blues Band and Orchestra, with Corky Siegel on the harmonica, I don't have any knowledge of how he says his name. I just looked at it and then made an assumption, but you may know better than I do.
I doubt it. But that's the guy who taught Perry how to arrange, and I think Perry does a nice job.
And do you do some arranging yourself?
I do some arranging. I have arranged several tunes in the book.
And is several sort of like earlier you said I have a couple tunes, which really means 1,009?
Several means maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30.
Okay, so closer to several.
Closer to several.
Yeah, and I'm going to turn to John and Sue here, particularly John, because you were talking to me a little bit ago in the lobby about about some of what your knowledge about swing dance music, and how did you come by that, and how did you start getting interested in the whole thing?
Well, Sue and I have been out in California. We were in aerospace, but did a lot of folk dance out there, Scandinavian, that sort of thing. Came back to Illinois, and then to this town, got into ballroom more, which I was terrified of for many years, but then I'm finally over that.
And why the terror?
Well, the man's leading, choreographing everything in ballroom, and so he's the woman has to learn how to follow, which is a whole task in itself, and then the man has to learn how to lead everything and invent the dance as he goes along.
Am I guessing that in your particular relationship, you're not the leader?
No, I have to learn how to be the leader. And there's a lot of types of dance. The English country dance and the contra, which you've interviewed recently, are more choreographed, where everybody knows what they're supposed to do next. Whereas in the ballroom or the swing, there's all kinds of moves, and the man is actually choreographing as he goes. But anyway, so we've danced again with Janice and Ron of Dance Club Urbana for a number of years now, and they're actually tomorrow night having at the IMC, the old Urbana post office, a two-hour crash review in swing, foxtrot, cha-cha, and rumba tomorrow night. And actually, for this whole event, I guess I'll give the website, www.danceclub.urbana.com. That's Dance Club Urbana, all in one word. That's Janice and Ron's website. And then you can also find all the hangar information there, hangar dance information, and also the tomorrow night's 2-hour crash course to review the dances to play to Sandy's music.
It is an intermediate level class, so if you haven't had it before, you might be a little flummoxed.
Yes,
but if you've had it and just need a review, it's a good workshop.
So we've been dancing with them, and also go to the Region on occasion. And
this is the Region Ballroom in Champaign.
Correct. And then just this past year, Sue and I are getting familiar with the Dancing Illini at the University, which is ballroom, and then also the Swing Society, which swing and ballroom are almost separate camps in many ways, but the Swing Society is very interesting in that they cover 20s Charleston, 30s Charleston, jitterbug, East Coast swing, not West Coast, that's a ballroom dance, the Lindy Hop, Balboa.
This is all swing?
These are all the swing family. Which is often categorized separately from the ballroom. But the swing history and the types of swing is just mind-boggling. The collegiate shag and the imperial shag and all kinds of variations. And most people have seen these dances like in an old black and white movie or something. You'll say, that's a real dance. You know, they're not just boogieing around. There's a real style. Most people have seen these different things but never really realized what they were, these different types of swing. So that's something that that we're trying to become proficient at, all these different variations now.
So when the Sandy Hackle Orchestra breaks into a tune, how do you know which of those things to dance?
Well, you can just pretty
Sometimes
much...
Sometimes we'll tell you.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes a rumba we'll is not a surprise.
Yes.
Well, first of all, it's proper for the lady to just stand there and wait for the gent who is leading to let her know. And if he gets it wrong, she keeps her mouth shut because we're all courteous and want to be asked to dance again.
But then a waltz is not a cha-cha. We know that. And a rumba is not a swing. But then once you get into different types like a tango, there's different variations, or the swings, as I mentioned, there's lots of variations. So once the music comes up, the couple will decide what they're going to dance to it.
So you will have different couples doing different dances tune.
That can very much happen, especially in the swings. A good swing tune will come up. You might see some West Coast swing, some East Coast swing, some all kinds of different things going on in the same room. It doesn't matter as long as the couples are enjoying themselves and it's good dance music.
So anybody can answer this that knows the answer. Why is swing swing, and what makes it so?
That's a good one. Why is swing swing? Oddly enough, swing music is characterized by a steady 4-4 in the bass, and then the melody performs the swing function. And why they called it swing, I don't know. I actually do have an explanation for you.
Even if it's not true. It sounded like one of those. I've got an explanation. Somebody said on the interview the other day, I really don't know the answer to this question, but I'm making this up. So it was good. I think it was Francis Harris, actually.
I don't know. 75% chance I'm telling the truth here.
That's a pretty good chance.
The use of swing in the 40s, I believe, was used the same way everybody uses rock now. It was a multi-purpose word.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean that's my big fantasy.
There's got to have something. I mean, doesn't it have something to do though with what often gets termed a swung rhythm?
Well, yes,
we can go da 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 da
right,
da da,
as opposed to straight eighth notes from Mozart, and then the swing rhythms would be uneven eighth notes.
So yeah, da 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 da. But that applies to a lot of jazz in general.
Right, and then the interesting thing is the notation. This is where the experience of the player comes in, because different songs will be notated differently and require a different interpretation, even though they're the same notes. And so it gets a little interesting. That's how the experience gets the players to play together.
Right. And the folks who are in your band, first of all, before I even ask that question, I'll try to remember to ask it again. How many are in the band?
It's
Sandy Hackle Orchestra. And what's the instrumentation?
5 saxophones. 2 trumpets, one of which doubles on trombone and vocal, piano, bass, and drums.
A trumpet doubling on trombone. I see that.
It's great.
Often.
And he sings too. It's wonderful.
That's got to be really quite tricky, I guess.
And of course, he's Jeff MoMa. I should really say that.
He's what?
His name is Jeff MoMa.
And you're based where?
Decatur.
You're based in Decatur. So this is in Rantoul. Let's remind people what we're even talking about, because it's been a while since we've mentioned it. First of all, you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And the event is called Hanging at the Hangar, going to be held at the new airport hangar across from Chanute Air Museum in Rantoul this Saturday from 5 to 10, a 1940s-style dance event with 2 live big bands. At 5 o'clock, it's the Bud Vandiver Band, and then at 7 o'clock, Sandy Hackle Orchestra. Sandy's on the show with us today, and so Sue Hansen and her husband, John. Sue, a major organizer of this event, and is the person to contact if you want more information. And I assume since it's on the flyer, we can give this out. Phone number is in the 217 area, 586-2497, or sfhanson1@yahoo.com. That's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, H-A-N-S-O-N, numeral 1 at yahoo.com for more information. So is that also what they want to do, what somebody needs to do to reserve for this event, or can people just show up?
They're just tickets at the door.
So no advance sales.
$10 a person, a little less for students or children. And again, $10 typically doesn't even get you half this evening. So it's a excellent price. And
yeah, to have
lots going on.
2 big bands is something.
2 big bands.
Sandy, you brought along, we have from the same recording here, another, we're going to hear a waltz tune.
Right, Could I Have This Dance? It's I think it started out its life as a country tune, but this is a waltz that people enjoy dancing to when I perform.
So this is likely to be one that's going to be at the dance on Saturday.
I can guarantee I will play this.
Guarantee it, especially now that we're playing it
here.
Exactly, on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Another selection on FM 90.9 by
Perry Fotos, and that was "Could I Have This Dance?"
Could I Have This Dance? Who wrote that tune?
That I can't tell you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're going to come back to Sandy Hackle and Sue and John Hansen in just a moment. If you've been a longtime listener to this program, you know that I generally have or try to have a calendar at the end of the show, and we're going to be moving that to the middle of the show simply because I often don't get to it. And I also don't have a whole lot on my calendar today for the next couple of days, which prompts me to remind listeners that if you're involved with a musical organization or involved with an upcoming event or simply know about it and would like to send us information, please do. We'll put it on the calendar and perhaps get somebody involved in the event or the organization onto the show. We're definitely looking for guests and performers throughout the summer here on Live and Local. Write to us at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. John Hansen mentioned a little bit earlier, there is a dance workshop tomorrow night if you want to get yourself ready for this event on Saturday. Swing, Foxtrot, Cha-Cha, Rumba. It's going to be from 7 to 9 tomorrow night, offered by Dance Club Urbana, being held in what used to be the old Urbana Post Office connected to Lincoln Square. It's now the Independent Media Center. That's at Elm Street and Broadway in downtown Urbana. And on Wednesday, the Pearl Handle Band, which is a country band, is going to be playing at Heritage Park in Champaign. That's at 6:30 Wednesday. The Fuchsia Band, which is an Irish band, is going to be performing Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana. And one of their leaders, Martine de Cogan, is going to be on this show tomorrow to talk about their group and a little bit about Irish music. And lots of things going on the weekend, which we will save closer to the weekend. One other item that is pertinent to this discussion today, a program called Passion to Dance. I don't know anything more about it, but it does sound intriguing. Thursday, a free program, part of the music series at the Mills Breast Cancer Center on at Carl Clinic in Urbana, up on the main campus at University Avenue. That's a free program every noon, and that's been running for some months now and will continue through the summer at least. That's our Living Music calendar here on FM 90.9. This is WYLL FM and HD Urbana. We're broadcasting from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, thanks to the generosity of University of Illinois alumni Alice and Robert Campbell. And we have support for today's broadcast in part from the Music Shop and Pro Sound Center, now in their new location at 27 East Market View Drive in Market View Plaza, Champaign. The Music Shop offers private lessons on all instruments in their brand new studios. They also provide a complete band and orchestra instrument repair and service department. So this event on Saturday, Hanging at the Hangar, 1940s style dance event. Sandy Hackle, you mentioned a little bit earlier something about straight, what did you call it, straight rhythm or?
Oh, the swing rhythm, the swing music is characterized by the bass being straight 1, 2, 3, 4. The bass doesn't swing. The swing is provided by the other instruments playing the melody. And the drums are pretty much straight up and down, 4-4 beat. The drummer will swing on the cymbal, do the swing rhythm, and the piano player gets to do whatever he wants.
And when in the history of is swing jazz or is swing not jazz? Or is that an open question?
Swing has jazz in it. The first tune, the Jersey Bounce, had two good solos, one for the tenor, and I think the piano had a solo, and that would be improvised jazz. So, yes, swing is jazz.
Can be jazz. In the history of jazz, at some point, there were bands that kind of broke away from what were more jazz bands. Like the Duke Ellington Band was one kind of band, sort of evolved into another. And then you had these groups like the Glenn Miller Band and the Benny Goodman Band, and that were mostly white bands for a long time. That became kind of something else.
There's an interesting book published by the University of Illinois Press called White Bands in Chicago, 1900 to 1950, and it talks about all the dance bands that came out of Chicago. And Benny Goodman, of course, started out with the Ben Pollock Band in Chicago. And when he started, it would not probably have been classified as a swing band. He would have started earlier than the swing era. And the then, of course, when he went on his own, that was the famous integration of the bands.
And there was sort of, I said Duke Ellington, but that was even later. Bands like Fletcher Henderson, I think. I'm trying to remember some of my own jazz class way back at when I was at Northwestern. One of the best classes I had at Northwestern was taught by a visiting professor from the University of Illinois Chicago, and it was a jazz class. But it's been so long since I
reviewed
it.
You remember the fellow's name? The teacher?
No, I won't remember the fellow's name, but we can talk about that later.
Anyway, Fletcher Henderson, of course, provided Benny with a lot of arrangements, and he's one of the key figures that developed the swing band sound, the orchestration of the instruments for the swing band, and set the pattern for the arrangements.
So this all got started in the 40s?
Well, no. It would actually have come out of hotel bands. This is what this book, Chicago Bands from 1900 to 1950, talks about. All the hotels would have had live music, and they started out with three violins and a cello, and then gradually expanded into more instruments. And then eventually you turned into the swing band about 1935 when Benny hit the airwaves on the way out to Los Angeles.
And but the 40s is when this all kind of came alive particularly. Why is this a 40s-style dance event, for example?
Well, we're thinking mostly of D-Day and World War II and the emphasis on the Air Museum, and it is on June 6th. But then, as Sandy said, it's really 35. The mid-30s is when it just the swing bands really totally took off. And then unfortunately, during the war, they pretty much died out for various reasons. The war effort, the recording ban for a year and a half.
Two of them.
Two recording bans, ban on recording. And then just the war effort just interrupted everything. And so the big bands, they couldn't travel very much it was harder because of the fuel shortages. And tastes just changed. And so the mid-30s, the big bands took off. The late 30s, the early 40s, the real heyday of the swing bands and the swing, the dance. And then in the mid-40s and just after World War II, you started to get more, rock and roll is on its way and sort of takes over in the late 40s, early 50s. And the big bands had more trouble getting good gigs.
And, of course, there has been a renaissance, the retro swing movement that started about 1990, which spawned Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and led to Brian Setzer starting a big band and working a big band for a while. And then there was also Royal Crown Revue. And then Sleep at the Wheel plays a lot of music that would be classified Western swing. And they're very active. They were just over Decatur at the Kirkland, and we play a couple of their tunes. So we have newer swing as well.
John mentioned earlier Western swing and said, but that's some other thing.
This is wonderful. We have so many different classifications. Western swing comes out of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, and that's actually a musical term as opposed to a dance term. You can dance very well to these tunes.
You can, and the West Coast is actually the same step as an East Coast swing, but sort of mutated into sort of a different form, and then to slower, bluesier music.
And we confused everybody totally.
Well, I kind of remember the first time I heard about Western swing was from somebody who was taking dance lessons and said she was thinking about doing this Western swing class, but it was sort of like people who do the other swing don't do Western swing.
We've seen that.
The other way around. It's like there's this dividing line. It's almost a political
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There really are. There are little dance communities, and like I mentioned, the ballroom and the swing community often don't mix with each other. And then like the East Coast swing or the jitterbug or the Lindy Hop, they don't do the West Coast and vice versa. And there's like little clubs here in town that'll do specialize in a particular type of dance, like at the Rose Bowl. They like the West Coast swing, and that's what they do.
Rose Bowl is a club in downtown Urbana.
Yeah. I was going to say they've actually reclassified the West Coast swing as a nightclub dance. It's not a ballroom dance. So add that one to your list of things to be confused about.
Speaking of nightclub,
the other specific categories, and Sue and I and our daughter Beth enjoy love it all, so we don't really categorize everything. But there's the nightclub dances, the swing dances, the ballroom dances, and they're very carefully categorized by certain groups and committees.
Yeah.
If there's anybody listening that doesn't feel like dancing, we have a couple of tunes that you would love to listen to as well.
Well, what is the tune we're going to hear next, and where does that fit into this politics?
This would be retro swing if this is going to be Go Daddy-O.
It's whatever's the first one on your disc.
And this is a live recording near a train track, so watch out for the train horn. This is from Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Go Daddy-O.
And this is the Sandy Hackle Orchestra.
Correct.
On FM 90.9. This is Live and Local. Sandy Hackle Orchestra performing here on FM 90.9. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Today's broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Super Value of Champaign, Colonial Pantry of Champaign, Jarman Center of Tuscola, and Lincoln Diagnostics Incorporated of Decatur. These business partners join the friends of WILL in making great programs possible, and we thank you. And we thank you for listening to this show. On tomorrow's show, Martine de Cogan is a member of the Fuchsia Band, which is an Irish group going to be playing in downtown Urbana on Wednesday evening. He'll be on the show tomorrow via the telephone. And I'll have for you a forecast coming up at 1 o'clock. We've got news headlines at 1:01. Julie Amacher has more classical music for you starting at 1:06. We're talking on the show today about an event called Hangin' at the Hangar. It's a 1940s-style dance event with two live big bands, the Bud Vandiver Band at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then the Sandy Hackle Orchestra at 7 o'clock. And as we were listening to that tune, John and Sue Hansen, who are organizers of this event, were saying that they certainly hoped folks would come, even if you're not a dancer. And what is that? Is this, how often does an event like this happen in our area?
Well, a big band event, especially the two bands, doesn't happen very often at all. Because as we were mentioning earlier, most of the big bands have died of old age by now, and then a good dance band like Sandy's band is hard to come by, and then Bud's going to be dancing or playing for us also, and not as often as we'd like. So this is a big event for the area.
And where is the Bud Vandiver Band based?
He's a volunteer up at the museum, and I believe they all live in Rantoul. I haven't talked to Bud a lot, but he just occasionally goes out to the museum, and he'll play for them for an hour. Now, they used to play dances, but they said they've gotten to the point. It's just too much for them, because they've gotten older. Sorry, Sandy, we keep bringing that up, don't we?
I'm 39 years old.
But, musicians can go on forever. But
yes.
Anyway, Bud does still plays the old-time big band swing. So I imagine it's going to have a bit of a Dixieland sound, but I haven't heard Bud play, but they love him up at the museum. So,
well, that's important right there. And Sandy, you understand that there is a very important distinguishing factor about the Sandy Hackle Orchestra.
Well, the only dance band in the 10-mile radius with a bass flute. When I perform, I play the alto sax, clarinet, piccolo flute, alto flute, and bass flute. And I have a nice little bass flute solo on a rumba called Poinciana that makes it very mysterious sounding.
Does it happen to be a tune you brought along with you?
Unfortunately not. You'd have to show up to hear the bass flute.
So that's the teaser. A bass flute is a very curious-looking instrument. If you know what a flute looks like, you've only gotten part of the picture.
Right. The bass flute has they curved the head joint back on the flute because otherwise it would be too long for you to reach.
But it doesn't wrap around your head like a sousaphone.
No.
So it's not that low.
But it is a little cumbersome. But no, it just... Sometimes you'll see a beginning flute with a curved head joint for a small player, a small young student, you know. And this would be similar to that, except twice the size.
And how did you decide to pick that up?
Because I like instruments. I have quite a collection, and I have a silly story that tells you why I got into this. When I was about 12 years old, I saw this group called the Billy Earl Organ Trio, and the fellow obviously a Hammond B3, and then there was another guy who played the flute, clarinet, tenor sax, alto sax, trumpet, vibraphone, marimba, and stand-up drums and sang, and I thought he was just wonderful. And at that point, I started collecting instruments and trying to learn how to play everything and discovered that it was a little difficult. So I stuck to reeds.
That's when you were 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. But sax is your main?
Sax, clarinet, flute.
And when you were in school, high school and beyond, I assume you played in jazz bands every chance you got?
Right. I played it in the Milliken Jazz Band and took a couple of trips with them. We did a tour of South America and did a tour of Europe with the Milliken Band under the State Department guidance.
And that was just a few years ago, of course.
Just a couple years ago, right.
Yeah. A couple in this case does not translate into 1009. That's a reference to Sandy's earlier mentioning that he's got that many tunes in the book for the band. Is that literally true, 1009?
Yes, because I have pulled out, I keep changing the selections. I have... added and subtracted tunes from the tunes that I carry with me. And so I have that many tunes, but many of them are now in the filing cabinet for one reason or another.
Right, but you've got a big book for the band to play. So the rest of the band has the same book in front of them? I mean, it's literally a book of tunes?
Right, we play using sheet music almost all of us can do it without sheet music, but we play with sheet music because this music is an arranged music.
So as opposed to
orchestrated,
fully
would be a better word.
There you go.
Sorry.
As opposed to fully improvised,
and
so on. And when you're not doing the big band thing, what do you do with your time?
I repair musical instruments and buy and sell musical instruments.
So that's the living part of things,
right?
Which I'm guessing this doesn't bring you.
I don't think I've made any money at this in the time I've.
It's really a passion.
It's right.
And it's really just amazing. I'm discovering during the course of doing this show just how much dance is going on, even just in Champaign-Urbana, which is what I've mostly been hearing about. And now this event is in Rantoul, but. The band, Sandy Hackle Orchestra, based in Decatur. I want to again invite listeners to let us know about things going on in your area. WYLL is, of course, in Urbana. Our listeners are many far from Urbana, and if you're listening to my voice, then you are local to this station. But just because I live here and I'm sitting here, I tend to be a little focused on Champaign-Urbana because it's where I know everybody. And I would like to know about what's going on in your town, whether it's a large or small town. Please tell me by writing at writing me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's willcalendar@illinois.edu. Pretty much any kind of acoustic music we cover on this show. Kind of curiously, I will say that we've had a shortage of classical music on this show, since this, during the weekday anyway, is an exclusively classical station, and I would like to know about more classical performances that might be going on, or classical groups that would like to just come on and play for the summer, even if you don't have an event coming up. We do have an event coming up that we're talking about here on Live and Local. It's Hanging at the Hangar, Saturday, June 6th, this very Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m., at the new airport hangar across from the Chanute Air Museum in Rantoul. Sandy Hackle is my guest, along with Sue and John Hansen. And we've got another tune to play. Sandy, what is it?
This is going to be Wine by Electric Flag. They were one of those rock groups from 1969. But it's really an old blues tune.
So which category does this fit in?
You can swing dance to this.
You can swing dance this. So is this retro swing?
This would be, yes.
Kind of another retro swing tune. On Live and Local, it's the Sandy Hackle Orchestra on FM 90.9. Tune called Wine played by the Sandy Hackle Orchestra on FM 90.9. Sandy Hackle's on the show today what is this show called? Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly.
FM 90.9 is your summertime companion, keeping you company with great music. But WILL depends on listener support to stay healthy and continue serving you. I'm station manager Jay Pierce. Please join us June 11th for One Day Thursday to renew your support or make an additional gift. Thanks.
And I'll mention again, we're talking about this swing dance on Saturday in Rantoul. It's called Hanging at the Hangar, 1940s event. The Sandy Hackle Orchestra and the Bud Vandiver Band performing. And Sue and John Hansen, organizers of that event, here with us. And you were just about getting up to dance to that music that Sandy's group played. And repeat what you said about the young folks getting involved in swing dance more and more, it seems.
Oh, like we were just talking about Swing Society and Dancing Illini, and a lot of kids at the university. Swing really seems to be very, very popular right now, and they teach some good classes there. There's a number of other places in town teach ballroom and swing, but it seems to be very popular right now. The kids they love it. I wish I would have started it many years ago. They move pretty fast sometimes. Sue and I can keep up fairly well.
So the tune we just heard, is that a fast one?
That could be pretty fast.
And what kind of dance would you do to that?
You could do just a six-count swing or an eight-count, the Lindy Hop. There's a 30s Charleston that you can go in. If the Swing Society knows all kinds of different swings, and they'll switch back and forth between different styles within one dance. And one song.
And you mentioned the Swing Society a number of times. Where is that based? Is that
right here at the university? And
it's the University of Illinois.
University of Illinois.
It's a student group on campus.
Yeah.
And Dancing Illini is another student group on campus. So
are those only open to students then?
No, open to the public. And again, Dance Club Urbana and the Regent also teaches classes, including swing.
Yes, and those are, you know, regular community, not university. The Regent,
yeah, right,
and Dance Club are community.
Privately run. But again, all these things we've discussed is open to the public.
And, of course, this event on Saturday is indeed, for more information, you can go any number of places. You can go to aeromuseum.org. You can call Sue Hansen herself at 586-2497. That's in the 217 area. I want to say thanks very much to Sue and John Hansen and to Sandy Hackle for coming on the show today. Hope you have a grand event. And folks are also encouraged to bring a vintage costume if you like. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're going to have intervals of clouds and hazy sunshine this afternoon, with a few showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly late, the high 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms, the low 63. Tomorrow's high again, 85, partly sunny with a chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm. And it's currently 87 degrees. It's WILL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana.